Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Have you heard the news? The best podcast for dinosaur fans is out and a roaring good time for all. What happens when a bolt of lightning hits a digger machine on top of a site that's full of dinosaur fossils? The digger turns into Digger Rex, of course. Join Digger Rex, the half dinosaur, half digger, on his adventures by searching for Digger Rex on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Greetings, listeners. Welcome back to another episode of the Snoop and Sniffy Show.
We sure are glad you came back. Learning that Snoop's old nemesis, Professor Mittens, has returned and is on the scene certainly was troubling, but we still have a job to do.
That's right, Sniffy. We are detectives first and foremost, so no cases will be left unsolved. And yes, Professor Mittens may be back and up to no good, but we shall catch her. She stole the displays from the yet unopened Museum of Dog History, but it won't be long till justice is restored. I'll catch her this time because I've got you as a partner.
Aw, thanks, Snoop. That means a lot.
You bet. You've come a long way, Sniffy, from your early days of training to now. You're a top-notch detective yourself.
That means a lot. So, what's the plan for today?
We need to think three steps ahead of Professor Mittens. She must have a master plan. And we need to figure out who she's working with. If we can figure out what she's going to do next, we can stop her and bring justice back to Bark Street.
Your bowtie collar is ringing.
So it is. Snoop, top-notch dog detective at your service.
Hello, Snoop. Freckles here. I've been informed that your nemesis, Professor Mittens, is back in Pflugerville and causing chaos on Bark Street.
That she is. She stole some displays from the upcoming Museum of Dog History and left us a nasty pile of bacon.
I thought the bacon was delicious.
If Professor Mittens is truly back in town, we all have to be alert. She's a criminal mastermind. Not only does she love to push precious objects onto the floor, destroying them forever, but she also has a penchant for trickery and confusion. We must get back those displays. I'm sending our underground agent, Poot, to assist.
Poot, reporting for duty.
You sure are fast, Poot.
They don't call me Rootin' Tootin' Poot for nothing.
No one calls you that, Poot.
Yeah, but can we start?
Everyone, please be vigilant and ready. Professor Mittens can strike at any moment. We must be aware.
Don't worry, Agent Freckles. We're on it.
That's a rootin' tootin' right. Okay, I'll stop with that.
Please do.
We will go ahead and establish some areas to watch out for Professor Mittens. I said that, even though Freckles already hung up. It's okay.
Should we set up a perimeter? Should I sniff out the museum again?
No use with the museum. The smell of bacon has tainted everything. What's that incessant buzzing? It's quite annoying.
I hear it too. What is that?
Look, there's something flying in the air. Well, there's two somethings flying.
Looks like we have some new buzzing friends.
Hi, I'm Polly. I'm just a humble worker bee.
And I'm Orlando, another worker bee.
They're bumblebees.
Bumblebees, please.
Are you the famous dog detective?
That I am. I am Snoop, at your service.
Who's Snoop?
Yeah, we don't know a Snoop. We're talking about a dog named Sniffy.
Me?
This almost never happens. Are you okay, Snoop?
Me? I'm fine. This is fine.
I'm Sniffy. How can I help you, Mr. Humblebee?
Our hive is in great distress. Our most special honeycomb has disappeared and Queenie is most upset.
Oh, I love honey. What's a honeycomb?
A honey Honeycomb is our special hexagonal wax storage unit for our honey.
Yeah, it's where we keep our honey. Hexagonal means it's six-sided. Zzzz, but one of our special honeycombs has gone missing.
What's so special about this particular honeycomb?
This honeycomb was unlike any we've ever produced in our hive before. Zzzz. In fact, it's the first of its kind. Queenie really outdid herself.
Orlando was right. Zzzz, zzzz. This honeycomb was special because not only did it contain honey, but it also had vanilla bean.
Vanilla bean and honey? Sounds delicious.
Zzz, right? No other beehive has ever produced a vanilla honeycomb. But now, it's gone. Could you please help us, Sniffy?
Queenie is so sad and depressed now that the honeycomb is missing. She told us all to stop working, which is wild because we're worker bees. What are we supposed to do now? Zzz.
Have no fear. Snoop and Sniffy are on the case.
Sniffy, do you want this old British hound to come along too?
Why, I never...
Of course, that's Snoop. He's my partner and the best dog detective in Pflugerville.
Some say even the greatest in the world.
Oh, who says that? Zzz.
We definitely hadn't heard that. Zzz. We just heard of Sniffy. Zzz.
Wow, I'm famous.
Snoop, are you okay? You seem to be growling.
No, just a case of bad gas. Happens to the best of us.
So will you help us?
Of course. We can put a pause on the Professor Mittens stuff, right, Snoop?
Yes, we can help out these bees. But just keep your eyes and ears open. Professor Mittens could be lurking anywhere.
Orlando, Polly, we're gonna help out. We'll solve this case for you. Now lead us to your hive.
Yay! Zzz.
Follow us. Zzz. Our beehive is just down at the end of Bark Street under the willow tree.
That is my favorite tree!
Oh, you're coming along too?
Yes, of course. This is Poot. She's also a part of our detective agency.
There sure are a lot of members of your detective agency, Sniffy. Zzz. How do you keep track of all your employees?
His detective agency? His employees?
We're all a team. There are no employees.
May I ask you, Orlando, where did you hear about our dear Sniffy?
Oh, our good friend Dan.
Dan? As in Dan the worm?
That's the one. He often comes over for some honey tea and pollen. Zzz! Tells us all about the goings-on of Bark Street. Said Sniffy was the greatest dog detective around. Zzz!
When I see Dan, this worm is gonna... I mean, how lovely.
We're here, the hive of the Bark Street bees.
Oh, what a majestic-looking hive. It's so large and round.
What a perfectly spherical home.
We like our shapes.
The smell of honey, it's delicious. So warm, so fragrant. How do you bees work when there's so much honey around?
It's our job.
Yeah, we're worker bees.
So, where did the missing honeycomb fit into your hive?
That's a question for our queens. We'll see if we can get her to come out.
Yeah, ever since the honeycomb went missing, she's been sleeping in her honey chambers. But we'll try and get her to come out and talk to you. Wait here.
Snoop, do you think Professor Mittens could have anything to do with this?
Anything is possible, Lead Detective Sniffy. Anything indeed. Why don't you take us out to commercial?
Sniffy here. These bees mean business, and their business was hurt when their special vanilla honeycomb was stolen. Let's see what their queen has to say, though. Why don't you all take a break while we wait for their queen bee to arrive? See you soon!
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. We're waiting outside the Bark Street Beehive while worker bees Polly and Orlando tried to convince their queen bee to come talk to us. She's depressed after someone took their innovative one-of-a-kind vanilla honeycomb. With Professor Mittens on the loose, it could be anyone's guess as to where the honeycomb has gone.
The bees! They're finally coming back out!
Sorry that took so long. Queenie is particularly grumpy post-nap. Zzz.
Aren't we all?
Do not speak ill of our queen.
Oh dear. Sorry, Bumble Lad. No disrespect was meant.
She should be out here shortly. She just needs a moment.
Zzz. What's all this racket out here? Zzz.
Dear Queenie, you're here. Zzz.
Of course I'm here. You woke me up. Is this the great Sniffy that Dan was talking about?
The great Sniffy?
Yeah, that's me, Sniffy. Here to solve the case of the missing honeycomb.
Good. I am in great distress ever since it went missing. I am a humble queen who happens to be the most innovative and inventive bee this side of Pflugerville. It was my idea to combine our honey with that vanilla beans to create a delectable and unique vanilla honey, or as I like to call it, vanilny.
Ooh, vanilny. That's a word, all right.
I want to try some vanilny.
Well, you can't, because someone is determined to ruin my day. I shouldn't be out here. The sun, it hurts my eyes.
Who else knew about your special vanilla honeycomb? Was it a secret, or did everyone know?
A secret? In this hive? Ha! Everyone knew about it. It was all the talk in the bee communities on Bark Street. In fact, I know all the insects and bugs and rodents knew all about it. Everyone was so excited. Like I said, it was one of a kind. I'm so innovative like that.
So literally everyone knew about it and anyone could have taken it?
Yes. This is so tragic. Please, Sniffy, find out who took the vanilla comb and return it to us. I must go back to sleep now.
I'll do my best, Queenie. Okay, so, Snoop, what should we do?
You don't know what to do next. I thought I've taught you well enough, Sniffy. What do you think is of utmost importance?
Let's see. Should we ask if there are any witnesses?
That's always a good strategy.
Wait, why are you asking the old British hound about how to be a detective? Dan said you were the smart one. Guess you're not.
Hey, 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 Paulie. Sniffy is smart in his own way. And I'd kindly ask you to stop referring to me as that old British hound, please.
Sorry.
Well, you see, Dan the Worm must have got it wrong. Snoop is the top detective. I'm just his junior partner. He trained me.
Oh, we should have known. Dan always mixes up names. I remember one time you told me a badger named Carl was asking for a free sample of honey, but it was really a rabbit named Cassidy.
But those names aren't even similar. Exactly.
Oh, Dan the Worm, where is he now? Would love to have a chat.
We can chat with Dan later. First, we must learn a bit more about the Vanilni comb. When did you discover it was missing?
It was late at night, past midnight.
Us worker bees almost never really stop working except for a short period of time around 3 a.m. when we all gather in the hive to listen to Queenie perform an a cappella of her favorite pop song.
Is that a required activity?
Yes.
Captivating.
I didn't recognize the song she did last night, but it had quite the beat.
It was hard to hear anything over our buzzing and Queenie's singing, but I thought I heard the distant sound of a wing flapping. I couldn't be sure.
A wing?
Yeah, but I can't be sure. After the song was over and we all filed out back to our jobs, we noticed the Vanilni comb was gone!
Just completely missing?
Yep. Someone had come and taken the whole section out. It had all of our vanilla beans that we had collected and the honey we'd harvested.
Queenie was quite distressed.
We went out flying around searching for it, but there were no traces of it anywhere.
So now we should...
Inspect the evidence.
Inspect the evidence. Can we see the section of the hive where the honeycomb, or Vanilni, do we really have to call it the Vanilni comb?
Yes, it is as the queen ordered.
Okay, well, can we see where this Vanilni comb was?
It was here on the lower right quadrant of our hive.
Hard to see from down here, but was anything left behind stuck to the honey?
Yeah, what he said. Anything left behind?
There is something. It looks like part of a feather.
A feather, like a bird's feather.
Yes. Here, Orlando, grab that side. We'll try to bring it down.
Ah, yes. Very interesting indeed.
That's a bird's feather. That means a bird probably took the Vanilni comb, meaning Professor Mittens wasn't involved.
Who's Professor Mittens?
Oh, that's just Snoop's nemesis, a dastardly evil criminal mastermind.
Oh.
But not to worry. Seems Professor Mittens isn't involved.
Not quite true, dear friends. In fact, I'm even more decided that this is all the work of Professor Mittens.
But why, Snoop? We found a feather up there, not cat fur or a whisker.
Well, Sniffy, I recognize this feather.
But how could you recognize this feather?
Because it belongs to my former partner and ex-best friend, Elaine the Stork.
But she's here too?
Yes, and she's teamed up with Professor Mittens. They're both doing this to best me. But what they didn't count on is that I have you, Sniffy, and you too, Poot.
Poot!
So this Professor Mittens and Elaine the Stork teamed up and stole our Vanilni comb. Why?
To cause chaos and start a battle of wits. But don't worry, my dear bumblebees. We'll get back your vanillary comb.
Yeah, we will. I'm ready for the battle.
We're going to find the vanillary comb and the missing museum displays, and then we will bring justice back to Bark Street. Watch out, Professor Mittens and Elaine. Snoop and Sniffy and Poot are coming for you. One must think I'd be in a frightful mood learning that my two dreaded rivals, Professor Mittens and Elaine the Stork, have teamed up and are working against me. but I'm not the least bit upset. In fact, I'm chuffed. If they want to play this game, it's on, and they will lose. Stay tuned for our thrilling season finale, where the final battle of wits will begin. If you had fun listening today, please go find all our other shows on the Go Kid Go network. Search Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts and you'll find your way. Until next time, watch out for your past and always be investigating. See you in the finale. Woof woof.
Go Kid Go.
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com. Friendship and daring.